This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. We live in a society where there are many differences between people, for example, skin color and religion and gender. For the most part, we allow people to hold their own opinions until those opinions impact negatively on other people. In medicine, mistreatment of providers is surprisingly common. One night, Dr. Emily Whitgob, a senior trainee in pediatrics at Stanford University Medical Center, was sitting in the doctor's station when one of her interns came in upset.
We were in the emergency department, and then the intern came back to tell me about the case, and she said, by the way, the father looked at my name tag and said, is that a Jewish last name? I don't want a Jewish doctor. It took me by surprise.
The surprise was both concern with how rotten this made the intern feel and how to handle the patient's request. The next morning, Dr. Whitgob raised the issue at a meeting attended by both faculty and trainees. She described what happened the night before.
There were probably 25 people in the room, and so half of the room was crying as different people recounted. I was the first person in my family to go to college. My father had so much discrimination all through his life. I didn't think I would get that. And other people brought up being a woman and how it's so frustrating. And that morning report launched all of these conversations.
Dr. Whitgob thought a great deal about why people make such comments, particularly when they're sick and they need help.
Or you're trying to remember that discrimination isn't motivated by an absolute hatred. It comes out because the family is afraid or the patient's afraid. And there's anxiety in the situation. So trying to think of it that way. I can't walk away from a patient because someone says something awful to me, especially in pediatrics. It's usually the parent or caregiver who's going to say the awful thing. And it's the child who needs the medical care.
These experiences made such an impact on Dr. Whitgob that she designed a research project examining patients' bias toward providers. Surveys suggested that as many as 40% of healthcare providers report being mistreated by patients or their families because of biases against a physical attribute or an accent or their religion. Whitgob looked at how seasoned doctors would respond to three common scenarios that involved a doctor facing discrimination. Several themes emerged. At the top of the list was that no matter what, in an emergency, doctors should ignore all remarks and make sure patients receive the attention they need. Experienced doctors also advised depersonalizing these sorts of comments, that is, assuming the problem was that of the patients, not theirs. Where there was some controversy was around the appropriateness in a healthcare setting of labeling the problem and then telling the patient or the family that their behavior is unacceptable. Of course, the concern is that these sorts of demeaning and insulting comments are not preventable, and the comments lead doctors and nurses and dentists and others to feel a variety of emotions that can end up resulting in burnout. Dr. Whitgob believes the best approach to dealing with these comments is preparation. In other words, teaching effective preventive strategies to trainees. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.